Welcome to another podcast from Planet Shakers Church. For details on campus locations and service times, check out planetshakers.com. Today we've got Pastor Paul Geeling from IC Church sharing a word on kingdom timing. We pray you're blessed by this sermon.
Ever been at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, and good things happen? Give me a wave. Ever been at the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong people, and things didn't happen? You know what? I believe kingdom timing is one of the greatest things as Christians we can learn, that our lives are in the hands of the Master. In business, they say timing is everything. The stock market, buying property, all these kind of things. And I want to speak to you this morning about the factor of kingdom timing in your life. We've all experienced God's perfect timing, and we've all experienced when we've taken things into our own lives and we've tried to make things happen, or we've been late to things, we've missed opportunities because we were operating on natural time, flesh time. But God says, I want you to be in kingdom timing, being led by my Spirit. Can I have an amen? Amen. And I've found that if we listen to the voice of the Spirit, in life experience and in Scripture, God's timing is always perfect. And we can walk in favor when we put Him first in our lives. You know the Scripture, Matthew 6:33, amen? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love this Scripture. Because you know what? Who believes God can answer prayer? If God spoke and the world was created, the stars, the sun, the moon, if God spoke and He created the earth and land and the sea and all the animals, if God can do that, speak and create, God can provide for your school fees. God can provide for your accommodation at university. God can provide for a vehicle or a job or a house. God can do all things. He is a miracle working God. But what's hard for God to find is a generation that will seek Him first. And if we seek Him first, He says He'll just keep adding things to us, adding things to us, and adding things to us. And I want to tell you, as we step into a season of greater here at Planet Shakers, as we keep seeking God first, He's going to add things to our lives. Can I have an amen? Amen. It's easy for God to add to our lives. It's hard for God to find a generation that will seek Him first. But God's timing is always perfect. But I don't know about you, but who gets impatient sometimes? With people, sometimes with God. But we've got to remember who God is. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But the book of Galatians says, in verse 4, it says, in the fullness of time, Jesus came. Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus came not too early in history. He came not too late in history. He came in God's perfect timing, in the fullness of time. For those who have been to Bible college and done your New Testament survey, if you need to sign up for Planet Shakers College this week, make sure you do it. It'll change your life. But when you do a New Testament survey, history tells us that Jesus came in the fullness of time. When Jesus had come, there'd just been the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire. And the Greek Empire was amazing because the Greek did something that had never been done in ancient history. It brought a common language of trade and education right around the Mediterranean. So now people spoke their own language, Parthian or Greek, but they also spoke the language of commerce and education, which was Greek. There was a common language. People had their own native tongue and they had the language of trade and education, which was Greek. Then the Romans came. And those Italians, they came, they saw, and they conquered. And they built roads all over the Middle East, and they brought law and order and citizenship. So when Jesus came in the fullness of time, not too early, not too late, and then He died upon the cross, and then He rose again on the day of Pentecost, the church was birthed. There was a language, which the New Testament was written in Greek, that could speak to all the nationalities. And there was a place called the Roman Roads, where the missionaries, when the church scattered the book of Acts through persecution, the gospel spread because it was God's perfect timing. God's timing is always perfect in your life. You know, I've noticed this, but when new Christians come to Christ, God seems to answer their prayers straight away. It's really annoying. we had this Muslim guy get saved a couple of years ago in our campus at the west side of Brisbane. And he would come up to me every Sunday with a testimony of answered prayer. And you know, sometimes I find as you get old, it takes longer for prayers to get answered in God. But new Christians, he'd come and say, Pastor Paul, oh, God's so awesome. You know what? Since I've become born again 4 weeks ago, you know, I was praying for my visa so I can stay and do my PhD. And I've been trying this for 2 years. And he said, I came and I prayed in my prayer request. And this week God answered my prayer and I've got permanent residency. He goes, God is so good. I'm like, that's fantastic, Muhammad. The next week comes to church again. Pastor Paul, shaking hands on the door. God answered another prayer. So what is he said? I've been believing for accommodation. I've been pleading for an apartment with another student at this certain price, and I prayed and put my prayer request in. And guess what happened this week, Pastor Paul? God answered my prayer, and now I've got this great accommodation. Then the next week, Pastor Paul, you wouldn't believe it. I was praying for a part-time job Thursday nights and Saturday mornings so I could keep saying, God answered my prayer. The next week, Pastor Paul, got an answered prayer. I got a testimony. I was believing for a car. I'd love to drive in Australia. My driving's not good, but I'd love to drive. Someone in church gave me a car last week. God is so good. He's so excited. Next week, Pastor Paul, I'm believing for a wife. Hang on, Muhammad. But as we get a little bit older, sometimes we pray and it takes time. But I want to tell you, God is slow. God is the Ancient of Days, but he's always on time in your life. And we need to understand the principle of God's kingdom timing. It's imperative for you to live a fulfilled walk with God. So would you turn in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. I'm going to read this to you. It's a bit of a long passage this morning. It says this, for everything there is a season. For a time, activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden God has placed on us all. This is the key verse. Yet God has made all things beautiful for his own time. He has planted eternity in the hearts of the humans. Even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's works from beginning to end. So I conclude there is nothing better than to be happy, enjoy ourselves, and people should eat and drink, enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are the gifts of God. And I know whatever God has done is final. Nothing can be added or taken from it. God's purpose is that people should fear him. What has happened now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before, and God makes the same things happen over and over again. You see, I love that part. It says, God sees the scope of your life from the beginning to the end. See, sometimes we just see our perspective, street level right here. We just see this level of perspective. But God, we got to get out of the flesh and into the spirit and see where God's perspective is on your life, on your family, on this city, on this church for the glory of his name. Kingdom timing is powerful. You think of the life of Joseph. As a teenager, he has a dream. He was ready as a teenager to become this incredible person. There was all the wheat bowing down to him. There was all the stars bowing down to him. But he was betrayed by his brothers, falsely accused. They wanted to kill him, but they sold him off as a slave. It's the opposite direction from where the dream that God had put inside of his heart. Then he begins to work at Potiphar's house as a slave, but he does it unto the Lord. The Bible says the favor of God rests upon Joseph, and everything he touches is blessed because he's doing it unto the Lord. And then Potiphar's wife, she makes a false accusation against him. And sure enough, you know what? He flees from her presence and he gets falsely accused of sexual assault, gets put into prison. But in the prison, he's not complaining and whinging. He uses his gift. He's got a gift of administration. He's got a gift of management. And he says, you prison guards, you just rest up there. I'll run this prison. And now the favor of God is in his gift. Even in the prison, the favor of God is resting upon him. Then he interprets the dream of the cupbearer and the baker. And then they forget about him for another 3 years. And finally, he interprets Pharaoh's dream and he becomes prime minister over all of Egypt. that fulfillment of that dream as a teenager. He couldn't handle that kind of responsibility, but God was building character. The destiny was the same. God was working towards a greater purpose. And you might feel a bit confused saying, God, what's happening in my life right now? But trust in the Lord, because He's got a bigger picture. His timing is perfect. We think about David. As a teenage boy, he's anointed to be king, even anointed over his brothers. He was just out looking after the sheep, insignificant in his family's eyes. But you know what? He couldn't defeat Goliath right there when he was anointed to be king. He took on the lion. Then he took on the bear. Then he played the harp for Saul after he killed Goliath. Even in the palace, he wasn't going to be king yet. He was just soothing a man's troubled spirit, worshiping the Lord. Then he had to flee from Saul because Saul was trying to kill him. But in God's perfect time, he becomes the king of Israel, the shepherd of Israel. All through the scriptures, there is illustrations and stories of God's perfect kingdom timing. Esther and Daniel and Peter and Paul. I remember many years ago, I was a youth pastor in Brisbane, and we took 7 coachloads of teenagers from Brisbane to Adelaide to go to Planet Shakers Conference. We were so excited. I think it was 28 hours drive. By the time they got there, they needed a shower and they were ready to go in God, amen. And I remember we had a new Christian, just got saved. He was a 21-year-old. He'd been on drugs. He'd been an amphetamine user. He was a semi-professional skateboarder, and God just radically saved him. And he was so excited about going to Planet Shakers, and he'd just broken up with his girlfriend he'd been living with for years, and he was just so hungry for God. And in the middle of one of the Planet Shakers meeting back there in Adelaide, God just dropped a seed in his heart and said, you know what, you're gonna be a multi-millionaire businessman and you're gonna start a skateboard company. And so you know what, when he got back, he was so filled with faith, and he was a cabinet maker. He started his first skateboard in his dad's shed. He did 235 skateboards models, failing each time over 8 years. And in the 8th year, he finally found the right skateboard model, and he named the company after his sister, Penny, who brought him to church. And I'm telling you now, Penny Skateboards is a worldwide company, but it was God's timing. Quite often he'll ring me and say, you bringing Pastor Reggie this year to do school's outreach? I say, yes, he goes to a Baptist church. He married a Baptist pastor's daughter. He said, how much is it going to cost to hire the entertainment center? And he writes me the check. God's kingdom timing. God's timing is perfect. But I find many Christians give up before they see the fulfillment of their dreams, the fulfillment of their promises. If God's spoken something in your spirit, don't let go of it. Fight through the seasons. Walk faithfully before your God, for in His timing, it will come to pass. Galatians 6:9 says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Let me just give you some keys on kingdom timing this morning. The first one is this. Some people are so future focused, they're paralyzed for today. Some people always talk about the future, but they won't serve and do anything for God right now. Ever met a total dreamer that's no earthly good? Well, I'm gonna go to the nations and do missionary work. And they're sitting waiting. Well, hey, we need some missionary work right now. It's called Kids Church. It's called the car park team. But I'm still waiting. And they're so focused on the future. We've got people right now there with the pandemic. All they're talking about is what's gonna happen with the pandemic. I can't do anything in my life because I don't know what's gonna happen with the pandemic. God's still on the throne, my friend. His timing is perfect. Come on, what God wants you to do right now, like Ecclesiastes says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Don't just focus on the destination. God wants to enjoy the journey. I'm prophesying that 2022 is going to be the best year of your Christian life, the most joyful year, the most fulfilling year, the most filled with purpose and destiny as you get involved in this great church called Planet Shakers. I don't know about you, but the road trip is in fashion, but I've always loved a good road trip. And one time, Joe and I decided we wanted to go on a holiday. We're in Brisbane, and said, let's go to Sydney. Never really been to Sydney, and I'd worked it out 10 hours exactly. If I drove 110 kilometers an hour, we're going to get there at this time. It's going to take about 11 hours. I'd worked all the stops where we're going to stop on the freeway. But what I didn't calculate was Joe was 8 months pregnant. Can't be 11 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant. And so literally, I've got this all timed out. We get out on the freeway from Brisbane, driving to the Gold Coast. Within 30 minutes, he's like, I need to go to the bathroom. I'm like, no way. You're going to mess with my timing here. I've got a plan. We're going to get to a destination at this time to go to this restaurant tonight. It's going to take 11 minutes. She goes, I don't care. I need to go to the bathroom soon. We're half an hour. We've already stopped. I'm getting behind. Then she gets into the car. She goes, don't you speed. Don't you speed. And you know, I'm smiling on the outside, but I'm getting angry on the inside. And then we just get across the border and she goes, I've got to go to the bathroom again. Now I am smiling on the outside, but I am furious on the inside. Well, it's an hour into the journey, so she's gone there and she's getting a sandwich, she's getting a drink, and she's going to the bathroom, and I'm looking at thinking, now we're already an hour behind. She gets back into the car and says, Paul, I don't want you to speed. And the tension is just growing in the car. And then we're about 2 hours into the trip, she's, I've got to go again. And I'm like, oh, I showed it. It just came out. I said, really? And she goes to the bathroom and she gets back in the car. We're in the Caltex service station car park. She says, Paul, I'm 8 months pregnant. We're going to stop every half an hour all the way to Sydney. So you just better make a choice to enjoy the moment. I hate it when she's right. I'm smiling on the outside, but I'm angry on the inside. And she said, you just had the privilege of not 11 hours, but probably the next 16 hours sitting in the car next to your beautiful pregnant wife. Enjoy the journey, not just the destination. I want to encourage you today, church. There may be a dream in your heart to do something, but you may be a million miles away. That doesn't mean God's not moving in your life. Come on, what are you going to do in the kingdom this year? Come on, what are you going to do in your urban life? What are you going to do to serve the grow the kingdom of God? What are you going to do in your workplace? What are you going to do with your kids? Second key on kingdom timing. Some people are so now focused, they have no vision for the future. The book of Proverbs states that without a vision, people perish or they cast off restraint. Or they dwell carelessly. We are living in a generation that's plagued with this mentality. Party now because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I love seeing young people in my church get on fire for Jesus, and then quite often they find their life partner in church. And this may not happen here, but sometimes it happens in Brisbane. It's really disappointing for a pastor. I've seen these kids grow up in the youth group. They're on fire for Jesus. You know, they want to save the world. And then they get married and they turn old overnight. They used to want to save the nations, and now the highlight of their weekend's going to Bunnings and buying a letterbox. And they've lost their sense of purpose for the future. But I'm telling you, God's kingdom agenda has not changed. His desire that not one person in the city of Melbourne should perish, but all would have the gift of eternal life. God has a plan for your life now in this church. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for good, not for disaster. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You know, maybe you're struggling. God can give you vision now for the future. You know, my old PA, a couple of years back, his 90-year-old great grandmother said, "Can you come and help me buy a new TV? I want to watch the cricket." She loves the cricket. So this my PA went to the Harvey Norman store with his great grandmother, and he goes, "Grandma, just buy this one here. It's got a 1-year warranty. It'll be good." And there's a young shop assistant. She's 17, she's trying to sell her the extra 5-year extended warranty. So buy the TV and an extra $200. And he starts having an argument with his grandma saying, "Great grandma, I know you love the cricket, but we only need the one-year warranty. Why do we need the 5-year extended warranty?" She just gets angry. "I want the 5-year extended warranty." And last year she died at 96 years of age. She had vision beyond what her grandson had, that she was going to live another 6 years, not just now. Sometimes we're so short-sighted, but God's got perfect kingdom time. Third thing about kingdom timing is this. Some people are so focused on the past, they miss the now opportunity. I meet so many Christians that miss God's perfect opportunities now because of hurt and unforgiveness or offense. Or failure or sin, and they're stuck in something that happened yesterday. So when God brings an opportunity before them, they cannot see the opportunity because they're stuck in the past. Philippians 3:12 says, "I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me." No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Forget fear, press on in faith. Forget rejection, press on, you have a redeemer. Forget your sin, you've now found a savior. Forget your disappointment, press on, God's given you a destiny. Forget persecution, press on and live with Christ's passion. Forget your misery, press on, you've discovered God's wonderful mercy. Forget your failures, press on, our God is always faithful. Forget discouragement, come on, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Forget betrayal, press on, God is not a man that he should lie. His promises are yes and amen. Forget your opposition. Press on. God's giving you right now divine opportunity. Forget the pandemic. Press on. God's got a purpose for your life in 2022. Forget the past. Let's press on into your God-given future. There is opportunity right here, right now. You think about what happened in your Empower ministry. It would never would have happened without a pandemic. God doesn't see the pandemic as a problem. God sees the pandemic as an opportunity to reach this city and the nations with the gospel. Let's get his perspective, not a fleshly perspective. Keys to kingdom timing number four is this. Everything we do now is preparation for tomorrow's destiny. God never wastes a season in your life. I remember as a year nine student, my dad was a school teacher. And he was always one of those teachers like, this is a learning opportunity. He'd make me get involved with the brass band and student representative council and all these kind of things. Some of them were really good, some of them were boring. And one time I got a letter home from our principal. I went to a high school called Maroopna High School in country Victoria outside of Shepparton. And it was inviting me to be part of this program called the Participation and Equity Program. It sounded boring. And so I put it right in the round filing cabinet, the bin. My dad came home from work. He was a teacher. He pulled it out of the bin. He goes, well, this looks like a fantastic opportunity. I said, Dad, I don't want to do it. He said, Paul, do you know you get to go to Melbourne four times a year for 2 days to have a conference? I'm like, get me there. I'm on. I'm signing up. And so all through year nine, I would catch a train from Shepparton and come to Melbourne, and there was all these educational people. And it was a discussion, a focus group with students and teachers talking about how they can make education better for high school students in regional rural areas of Victoria. At the end of the year, I had a great time. I'd come down to Melbourne, go shopping, do things, see the movies, get back on the train, go back to country Victoria. And at the end, I got one of those beautiful participation certificates. It was green photocopy, A4. Chucked it in the filing cabinet. Years later, I'm at Bible College in Adelaide. And my senior pastor comes to me and says, you're graduating this year. I'd like you to apply for this school chaplaincy at the local high school. At that point, there'd never been a Pentecostal chaplain in South Australia. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I remember, I looked at my resume. It had spelling mistakes and everything in it. I was about 18. And when you're at 18, you've got nothing to put in your resume or your CV. So I'm going through the filing cabinet when I'm at home at Christmas, and I'm looking for anything, first aid certificates, football things. And I see this green participation and equity program certificate. I put that in there, in the A4 folder. So I'm having this interview, and there's an Anglican priest, and there's a Catholic priest, and then there's a guy from the chaplaincy board, and then my principal of the school, who's totally unsaved. She's a non-Christian. And the interview's going bad. They're going, oh, you're very young. The Anglican priest, the Catholic guys, oh, you haven't studied any proper education. Are you going to do theology? I don't know. And then the principal goes, stop. She's flicking through my CV. She goes, did you do the participation and equity program? I said, oh, I love that program. She goes, I was at Lamoureux and I ran that program for South Australia for 5 years. I loved it. We bring all the kids from the country towns all over South Australia and we come and have a big talk fest here in Adelaide and we talk about how we can make education better. And she turns to the Anglican and Catholic priest and goes, we're employing Paul right here, right now on this certificate alone. And they gave me the chaplaincy job, which I did for the next 8 years of my life. I hated the participation and equity program. But it opened the door for my destiny to do schools and evangelism and all kinds of things. Don't fight the season you're in. Embrace what God is doing because he's preparing you for a greater future. His timing is perfect. So stop walking around in confusion saying, oh, if my life was perfect, it's never going to be perfect. All I can say to you is you are in the hands of God. He's got a destiny for you to fulfill this year. Can we give God a shout of praise this morning? Joseph didn't know he was going to be prime minister. He just served God in the prison, in the pit, in the palace. And lastly, right time, right place, right person, right attitude. On the day of Pentecost, there was 120 people in the right place at the right time. At first, it was 500 said, go wait in Jerusalem. But everyone got bored, everyone got discouraged, and they left, and there was only 120 left. But they were in the right place with the right people of faith, praying and worshiping God. And in God's perfect timing, He sent a wind. Then He sent an individual flame of fire upon each one of them. And the church was birthed there on the day of Pentecost. I want to encourage you, God's timing is perfect. I want to declare to you at the beginning of 2022, you're in the right church. You're in the right urban life group. You're in the right family, in the right city, in the right service here at the 9:30 a.m. And come on, God says, step up into what I'm calling you to do. For my timing is perfect. Can we stand on our feet all over this place today? God's timing is perfect. But you know what? Attitude is so important to having the fulfilling the call of God upon your life. And I want to say right from the beginning, we're in January 2022. Don't just wander into this year aimlessly like last year. Take a hold of your thoughts. Take a hold of your flesh. And say, you know what, I'm making decisions where I'm gonna seek first the kingdom of God. My priority is His priority. I surrender less of me, more of Him. And you don't think, some of you wanna plan out a 10-year plan? Hey, why don't you just try today as a plan? I will wake up, I'll ask God, I will serve Him. Why don't you just have a plan for the next 12 months? To serve in God's house, to seek Him first, to say, okay, I can't see beyond in the future, but all I know is God is with me and His timing is perfect. So would you lift up your hands all over this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank You today. Your timing is perfect. I come against confusion. I come against doubt. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I say, faith rise in the name of Jesus. Confidence rise in the name of Jesus. Courage rise in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we'd be a people full of confidence, full of Holy Spirit boldness, oh God. This is our year, the year of greater at Planet Shakers. We declare it now, right now. I pray, Holy Spirit, oh, immerse Your people. Let them know that they are in the palm of Your hand and Your timing is perfect.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?